This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
Kevin is a resident of Elk Grove, and he loves it there, but they do not love him anymore. The city is coming hard for your boy, and he is not going down without a fight.
Whoa.
Yeah, I love this, Kevin. Tell everybody what is going on.
I have a snitch in my neighborhood.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I found a note on my old Mercedes, the very old one, and it said
you don't have to quantify the very old one.
I just want to make sure everybody knows.
You've right. only had one, and talk about that car just real fast. It was built in 1998.
Uh-huh.
It barely has four doors. It does not have two bumpers.
And it does have bumpers.
It has a massive dent on one side, on the passenger side.
That's the big. Only problem with it.
And anybody
not
who's
the only problem with it.
And anybody who's listened to this show for a long time might remember that was the car that a homeless person tried to break into at one point because they thought it was abandoned.
And yeah. they wanted warmth.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's the car we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's funny that you still have it.
Well, I'm trying to find a way to sell it.
Okay.
Still can't find a way.
All right.
Well, and I believe part of why he still has it is because, and correct me if I'm wrong, it does not run anymore, correct?
No, it does not run.
Okay, so it has been parked where?
Right in front of my house on the driveway, which I thought, it's my property, mind your business. But then I found a note from Elk Grove PD that says this car needs to be taken care of by the next week.
Why? Because it's unsightly?
I don't know why. They just said it needs to be, and then I violate like a code or something like that. I don't know. I didn't read details.
I see.
When I saw the sign, I said, okay, who is the snitch?
I mean, I can understand why they complain.
I want to go door to door when I get home.
Don't do that.
And find out who the snitch is.
Please don't do that.
I'm going to ring the doorbell.
Okay.
I'm going to be like, did you notify the city about my car?
Okay.
Because it's on my property.
Do you think that they would just be like, yeah, it was me?
No, but I'm good. I'm an empath. I can feel their fear.
I see.
Now, let's say you come face to face with the snitch. Mm-hmm. You knock on the door. Mm-hmm. You hold up the whatever
violation
yes. paperwork.
Okay.
And say, bitch, was this you?
Yes, okay. Actually.
So and they go, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Let's workshop this. All right. Okay. Katie is the neighbor
yeah.
who actually did call the Elk Grove police on your trash heap of a car in the driveway.
Right.
How long was it there? How long? Years?
Years.
Years.
Like 2 years.
Oh, Jesus, Kevin. Okay, so she's the neighbor. Okay. You play you. Okay, ding dong.
Hey.
Hello, young man. Oh.
Do you know this citation?
What is that?
It's by Elk Grove PD. Did you snitch?
I did. Is this about the car?
Yeah.
The dirty one that's been sitting there for 2 years?
Right.
That I've had to look at from my...
Don't look at it. Don't look at it then. It's my property.
That's not really how eyes work. Because
that's fine.
Okay. It just seems...
I know how your mouth works.
How does it work?
Telling on people.
Okay.
So you want me to start snitching on you?
Okay.
Because I thought
we were... Hey, are you yelling at my wife?
Oh, you want to come in, sir?
Are you yelling at my wife?
Yes, I am.
You get the hell off my property right now.
Oh, we're talking about property.
I'm gonna tell your mom. I'm good friends
with
Kim.
Tell my mom. Tell my mom. She don't live here no more.
Good friends with Kim.
She doesn't let. Why are you clapping, sir?
Because
that's not masculine.
Honey, we don't yell at the young Asian boy.
Well, it looks like you're yelling, and I'm gonna call the cops.
On what? You don't even read the code.
Me.
I have to tell you, my
you're
husband is a cop.
Yeah, that's fine
that's
with me.
Right. I am a cop.
Oh, you wrote the note.
yes, I wrote the note.
Well, sir, you're not supposed to write notes off duty.
Oh, you Googled that?
No, I know.
Really?
As a rightful citizen and an Eagle Scout. Right. Stumped you there, huh, bitch?
You know what? Listen, here's the takeaway. I think this is a really good game plan, and I think
right.
this is going to go really well.
Thank you. Because I will not live with no Karen.
Okay. Boys, please. We are neighbors and husband and wife.
Right.
We have to live peacefully together.
You should have thought of that before you
Hold
snitch.
Hold on a second.
I'm so mad.
How can I make this right now? Because as I can see, your car is being towed away.
They don't tow that fast.
Okay, well...
They do for a cop.
How can I write this wrong?
I don't know. Maybe retract your thing, but guess what? It's too late, so you made an enemy next door.
Oh.
Guess what? You're not going to get any Christmas cookies.
That's all right.
You've never given me a single cookie.
we're okay
I'm
with that.
Start.
Now, shoe boy. Shoe.
Ew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.